Good morning. Thank you, Troy. It's a great lesson. Appreciate it very much. And just, we always want to be praying for our ministry. So, David, we definitely want to put the ministry on our prayer list today. Let's see, first-time visitors. Do we have any first-time visitors out here with us? Any at all? Okay, well, with that said, let's go ahead and get into our prayer requests this morning. I'll start out with a couple that I do have. Deborah back here made me aware of Mary Stonecipher's situation. She was given some strong antibiotics that have made her very tired. She wanted to be here today, but she's at home trying to recoup and get stronger. So let's keep Mary in our prayer. Beth wanted me to convey her thanks to all of you for the prayers that you've given in her behalf. She's at home right now with her feet up, relaxing. I worked her too hard yesterday, chainsawing and, you know, changing the oil in the car, stuff like that. So she's at home recouping. But just continue to keep her in your prayers. She's goes back for a follow-up visit, I guess, a week from Monday. And we know there's another surgery in her future. So just keep her in your prayers. All right, so Phil's got the microphone. Just we'll start over here, Phil. Raise your hand. Be sure to say your name. Hold it close. And we would love to have your prayer request. This side. There we go. Lynn.
Lynn Bell, I would like to lift up Henry's twin brother, Joe. They have found his heart was okay, but they have found a mass on one of his kidneys, and they're still doing all kinds of upper GI tests to see if there's anything else. So okay. Please pray that everything's benign. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Lynn. Thank you. Any other prayer request? There we go.
My name's Kay, yes. And just remember to pray for Allie and Leon.
Yes.
And David will pray for the others that I usually have prayer requests for.
Okay. Thank you, Kay. Yes, in the back, Bonnie.
Please pray for Deborah Hall. She comes to this church occasionally. Mm-hmm. She's a member at a church in Tulsa. But anyway, she lives here in Flint Ridge, and she has lupus, and she had pneumonia recently. Now she has congestive heart failure. She's got some complications. Just lift her up. She's got a lot of things going on.
Thank you, Bonnie, for sharing that.
And her husband, Lynn, too.
Okay. You bet. Brent?
Brent Paulett, and I'd just like to request prayer for Josie. Yesterday, she sustained an ankle injury in one of her college ball games, so just prayers for speedy recovery and that she gets back to 100% pretty quick.
Thank you. Thank you. Others on this side? Let's also remember the Sabin family. David, they're traveling around Ireland right now, so just give them safe journey. I bet they are. And her dance costume is in the luggage.
Okay.
Probably so. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Thank you for that update. All right. This side? Yes, there's Jim and there's Jessica and Steve.
Jim B. Mint, I'd like prayer for my uncle and aunt, Connie and Charlie Brady. She's been battling terminal brain cancer, and he's been a great support to her. They've been married since they were almost teenagers. A wonderful couple, Christian couple. And to our surprise, just a few days ago, he had a massive stroke, and he's lingering between life and death right now. He looks like he has a lot of damage, and I don't know what God's doing in their life, but they both had great attitudes, and thankfully we were able to see them last month. They're in San Diego.
Thank you. Steve, you can go ahead and take that, and then Phil, take it back to Jessica.
Steve and Chris Pelican,
just asking for prayers. We leave this coming Saturday for Globe, Arizona, with the seniors at Cooks and Hills, praying for safe travel mercies, but also praying that we can live up to our theme, which is thriving in God, especially for the seniors, because they're going to be going on past this to other lives, and where God takes them is his doing, but they need to thrive there also. So we're hoping that they can learn how to thrive here on this trip above what they've even ever considered.
Thank you, Steve. I remember when Steve and Christine first brought up the senior trip, I thought, you know, I'm a senior, I'd like to go. But he's talking about in high school, not next time I'll go. Okay, Jessica.
I'm Heather. No, you're good. My cousin, Kel Stovall, I'd appreciate prayers for him. He's only 55. He's having heart transplant surgery in St. Louis this week. Oh, okay. Well, it's tentatively set for this week. They're still running tests. It's likely he won't make it through the surgery. He went to 5 hospitals to see if anyone would even take him on as a patient. And he's actually getting a mechanical heart because he's not a candidate for a live heart. So if you'll just pray for him and his family.
Yes, thank you, Heather. Jessica?
Hi, I'm Jessica. I have a lot. Thank you for your prayers for my mom. Her surgery was successful, and they're even saying she will very likely be discharged tomorrow. So that's quite a few days earlier than I even dared hope for. So thank you very much. And I will be traveling up there to be with her and help her recover at home. I'll be traveling Wednesday, be there till Saturday. So prayers for safe travels. And then, last but not least, Melora was looking for a job. You guys prayed fervently. She had the offer of a job. It didn't work out. So now she's looking again. The end of the semester's coming. It's just kind of awkward, you know. But we know that God has a plan, and God knows. So we trust him. We just ask for prayers for her that she would have peace and strength and just be able to make it through and figure out what's going on. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Jessica, just a side note, in case I forget, I'll probably be going up to Joplin on Thursday to meet with Rusty Hedger, our contact there. If there's anything you want me to take with me, let me know. But if you give cookies, half of them will be gone. So, chocolate chip preferable, yes. Jennifer.
Jennifer Schwabe, and thank you for all your prayers so far. Please continue to keep Bob Schwabe in your prayers. He's still in ICU at the Heart Hospital in Tulsa.
Okay. Bob Schwabe. Thank you, Jennifer. Other prayer requests? Okay, with that, let's go ahead and have our prayer song, and David will take the microphone, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Oh, gracious Father, we come before you humbly, praising you and giving you glory and honor, for you are God and you give us so much, and we just thank you, Lord. Of course, we give you praise for answered prayers and just thank you there. We praise you for Jessica's mom's surgery, and it was successful and she's healing so well. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for just healing across our church and answered prayer, Lord. We do ask that you continue to guide us and lead us. Lead us into your will and your strength. Lord, help us to depend on you fully. Lord, we do pray for ARM ministry, and we ask a blessing on them, and we just pray that the finances come in that they need, and may those finances meet the needs of these prisoners that you have laid your hand upon. And we just pray for their hearts and their souls. We pray that they may see you and know you and know your forgiveness and are able to forgive themselves, Lord, because that a lot of times is where we get hung up. So, Lord, just work in their lives and help them to know you and to become yours. Father, we, of course, lift up Mary Stonecipher and just pray for her illness. We continue to lift her up and, Lord, just help her with these antibiotics, Lord, and kind of set her back a little bit, Lord, but let them, you know, use those to heal her and just be with her. Lord, we also pray for Beth's recovery. We give you praise for that it was successful and that it's gone well, but be with her and help her. Lord, we pray for Henry's twin Joe, and we praise you for that the first test was negative, and Lord, just as they continue tests, Lord, just be in that and lead the doctors to know what's wrong and to help Joe. Lord, of course, we would pray for that they're all negative, but Lord, you know what's best, so we put it in your hands. Lord, we lift up Allie and Leon and just pray for them. They've been through lots of struggles this year, and we just pray that you walk with them and be with them and heal them if possible, Lord, according to your will. Lord, we pray for Deborah Hall, who has lupus and now has congestive heart failure. We pray that you continue to walk with her and comfort her and just heal her according to your will. We pray for Lynn and just lift up him and just continue to be with him and guide him, heal him as necessary. Lord, of course, we also lift up Josie, who's injured her ankle, and we pray that you be with her and heal her as fast as possible, Lord. We pray for the Sabin family who's traveling and just continue to be in those travels and help them to persevere even through difficulties and just stress. Lord, just be with this luggage situation, and if possible, get the luggage to Maddie, and so everything can go well. Lord, we pray for Connie and Charlie. Oh, Lord, they're just struggling. She has terminal brain cancer, and now he's had this massive stroke, and we just pray for them, and we ask for your presence. We ask that you just lead them and guide them and help them to stay strong in you, knowing that you are their hope. We pray that you just heal them if possible, Lord, according to your will again. We pray for Cal, who's getting this mechanical heart transport, not real high success ratio with that, Lord, but we ask that you be with him and, if possible, make this go happen and that it works and that he can, you know, survive. But Lord, be with him and his family through it all. Comfort them and guide them. Lord, we just continue to pray for Jessica's mom, but also that you pray for safe travels as she goes to be with her and help her. We lift up Melora as well and just help her to find the job that you have planned for her and just be in that and guide her. Help her to stay hopeful. Lord, now we also lift up Bob Schwabe and pray for him as he's in the hospital there dealing with heart issues. And, Lord, just be in that as well and just lead him and heal him if possible. Lord, we do pray also for our country. We pray for our leadership, that they may know you and understand your will, that you may be present and that you may guide their actions and how they lead us. Lord, of course, that's according to your will, so we humbly submit that to you. Lord, we pray for our first responders. We pray for those in the fire department and nurses and doctors, the police, Also pray for our military. We ask for blessings on them as they're in difficult jobs. We ask that you guide them, grant them wisdom, and help them to keep their tempers and all that with some of those that are in the disciplinary areas. And Lord, we just ask that you guide them in all things and help them to lead with, just help us. Anyway, Lord, we do ask that you be in our world. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world, especially those who are in locations like Egypt and India and North Korea and Nigeria and even places like South Africa, excuse me. Lord, just wherever there's persecution, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we ask that you just comfort them, be with them through these trials and even unto death. Lord, we just ask that you just help them. We pray for your church in all things, that we may be bold and we may be courageous and that we may go out and spread your word, the truth that you are our God and that Christ is here to lead us to glory. So, Lord, we just thank you and give you again praise and honor, for you are worthy. In your Son's name, amen.